Hello and welcome back. My name is Avi Heller. This we are learning together Masechet Megillah. This series of recordings is a joint project of the Orthodox Union's Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavuah Foundation. We are at the bottom of Daf Chet Amud Bet, 8b, and this should be a short class. We're just going to finish up the bottom of 8b and the top of 9a. We are at the Mishnah, which is six lines up from the bottom of the daf. We've been discussing things that are generally similar to each other but have specific differences. Now we're going to be talking about things that a scribe writes. So generally speaking, we call these things stam, sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzot, and that's the things that it's going to mention here as well. So the Mishnah says, Ein bein sfarim l'tefillin u'mezuzot. There's no difference between a Torah scroll and tefillin and mezuzot. Ella, except shehasvarim nichtavim b'chol lashon. The Torah scrolls can be written in any language. U'tefillin u'mezuzot einan nichtavot ella ashurit. Whereas tefillin and mezuzot cannot be written can only be written in the Assyrian script. A lot of this is confusing, and we're going to have to unpack it. It would be surprising to us that Torah scrolls can be written in any language. And Ashurit itself, which sounds like it's a separate language, it sounds like it's an Assyrian language, the Rashi writes immediately, Lashon HaKodesh, that this is referring to Hebrew. Of course, Tefillin and Mezuzot will be written in Hebrew. What we understand is that Ashurit, as it's described in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Chaf Aleph and Chaf Bet, is a script. It's the square kind of script of Hebrew, as opposed to the more like paleographic script that was used, that's more like pictures, that was used in the ancient prehistoric kind of writing. That's usually called Ksav Ivri, Hebrew script. But both Hebrew script and Assyrian script are both Hebrew. So we're not exactly sure what we're talking about here yet. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, that's what Rashbag stands for, five lines up from the bottom, three words in from the end of the line. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af bisfarim, even with Torah scrolls, lo hitiru, they did not permit sheikhtavu, that they should write it, ella yivanit, except for in Greek, meaning he's modifying. The original opinion in the Mishnah was that you could write the Torah scrolls in any language, and he says, no, you can write them basically in Hebrew and Greek. Of course, Greek is a language, not a script, so we seem to have a mix of languages and scripts here. So the Gemara is going to go on, and in its way, as it usually does, it's going to try to identify the ways in which the writing of Torah scrolls and Tefillin and Mezuzot are the same. So it says, Ha, litofran begidin, regarding how you sew up the box, how you sew them up, meaning in the Torah scrolls, you're going to sew the parchments together, and in the Tefillin and Mezuzot, you're going to sew the boxes and the container shut, that those have to be done with gidin. They have to be done with sinews, parts of a kosher animal. So that is true both of Torah scrolls and of Tefillin and Mezuzot. Uletamei atayadaim, and as we mentioned a couple of classes ago, that any holy scriptures, when you touch them, your hands become impure and you can no longer touch Tuma with them. So in this case, all of these, both Torah scrolls, Tefillin and Mezuzot, are considered holy scrolls, and so they are Metamei Atayadaim, Zeviz HaShavin, they're both equal. Okay, now we're going to investigate, what does it mean that you can write a Torah scroll in any language? Urim Minhu, we're going to start with a contradiction. Our Mishnah seemed to indicate that you could write a Torah scroll in any language, but we have a Braita that's going to say differently. It's going to say, Mikra Shekatvu Targum, if you have a Torah verse that is written in translation, by which we mean Aramaic, or an Aramaic text which is written in biblical Hebrew, shekatvu mikra, uchtav ivri, or you have a Hebrew script, eino metamei atayadaim. None of these things are considered holy scriptures. So holy scriptures written in Aramaic written in holy scriptures, and Hebrew script, none of these things are fully holy. Ad sheyichtvenu bichtav ashurit, until he writes it in the Assyrian script, al ha-sefer, with all of the Torah scroll requirements, parchments, etc., etc. Ubidyo, and you have to use specifically the ink that is Torah writing ink. So that's what our Braita says. So our Braita seems to reject the idea that you can write a Torah scroll in any language. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Lo kasha, this is not a problem. This is not a question. We're going to resolve it by harmonizing and saying that they're dealing with different cases or different possibilities. We finished now Daf Chet. We move on to the top of Daf Tet Amud Alef. Kan bigofen shelanu, kan bigofen shelahem. When it is written in our language, that is to say in Hebrew, then it can be written in any language, as long as it's written in Hebrew letters, is what we seem to be saying. Kan begofen shelahen, but if it is written in their language, then it does not matter which script it's written. It has to be written in Ktav Ashurit, meaning other words in Hebrew. So the strict one, which is the Braita, refers to the language that is a non-Hebrew language. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said to him, "B'mai okimta lahi begofen shelahen. How is it that you are establishing the Braita as referring to in a non-Hebrew script? My irya, what would then be the meaning of mikra shekatvu targum, of a Torah script that's written in Aramaic? That's not written in Hebrew. It's written in Aramaic. V'targum shekatvu mikra, and an Aramaic that's written in a script. Afilu mikra shekatvu mikra, even if it were a Torah source that was written in a Torah source, or a targum, an Aramaic source written in an Aramaic source, if it was written in their language, it wouldn't be no good. Nami, it would also be no good. Dehakatani, because he writes Achihtavenu Ashurit ala Sefer Bidyo. You have to write it with in an Assyrian script with all the requirements of a Sefer Torah in ink. So Abaye says basically Rava's understanding that it's the differences between Gofen Shalano and Gofen Shalahan doesn't seem to work. Ella, rather, what's the second solution? Lokasha, okay, it's still not a question. We'll provide a second answer to the solution of what's the difference between the Mishnah and the Braita. Ha Rabbanan, Ha Rabban Shimon Gamliel. They refer to two different opinions. The rabbis think that you can write a Torah scroll in any language, and Rabban Shimon Gamliel thinks that you cannot. Actually, I'm sorry, it would be the opposite way, right? E Rabban Shimon Gamliel ha ika yivanit, but you can't say that either the Mishnah or the Braita accords with Rabban Shimon Gamliel, because Rabban Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah specifically says that you can write it in Greek, which is not mentioned anywhere else. It's not mentioned in the Braita, so it doesn't seem like we can make it easily work as a distinction between the rabbis and Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Ella lo kasha, we'll take a third stab at it. There's a difference between them is as follows. Kan b'sfarim, kan b'tivlin mezuzot. Regarding the more lenient version that it can be written in any language, this refers to Torah scrolls, and the more stringent opinion that it can only be written in Assyrian script, a la Sefer Ubidyo, refers to tefillin and mezuzot. Tefillin and mezuzot, my taima, and why are we so strict related to tefillin and mezuzot when we're not regarding Torah scrolls? Well, it comes from the verse, Mishum dichtiv behu, because it's written about tefillin and mezuzot, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela. And it uses this word, v'hayu, and they shall be. And the rabbis understand this, and this is a fairly common drasha that we see a number of times, that v'hayu means behavayatan yehu. They need to be exactly the way they were. In other words, you can't mess around with the script. It has to be written exactly the way it's supposed to be written in the Torah, Ktav Ashurit, Ala Sefer, and Bidyo. Now, we're going to continue this next week, but it should be obvious that at the end of the day, the halacha is that you can only have a Torah scroll, tefillin, and mezuzot that are written by a trained scribe on parchment with the right ink in Ktav Ashurit, which is the way we write all of them. So a number of commentators discuss this and suggest that perhaps what we were referring to here were Torah scrolls that were written for study purposes, not necessarily for using in a synagogue or for having them be essentially holy objects, that these were some other kinds of books. Remember, they didn't have printing presses, so they had other written materials that they were using that may not have had the same requirements as are required for an actual Sefer Torah or Tefillin and Mezuzot that are used for their full ritual purposes. But that is a topic for another time, a halachic topic, to try and figure out what this means and how it is reflected in halacha. For now, we'll just understand that there are stringencies related to Tefillin and Mezuzot that don't apply to a Sefer Torah. We'll continue with Daf Tet in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.